بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، with regard to the brief translation of the poems that we read while making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, so that our concentration can increase and we can get proper connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and more important, realize what we are asking from Allah Ta'ala when we're making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As far as the poem that we read when we make the zikr of Allah, Allah, previously we learned this poem, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiko ka meena aur jaam hai. As a person gets an idea of the greatness, the marifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then a person will understand and start realizing that the greatest name and the most sweetest name in the world, and not only in this world, in akhirat also, is only the name of Allah. So then a person, while saying Allah, Allah, instantly just comes out from the bottom, like you engage with your beloved, and all different types of thoughts come in, and have different types of words come out from your mouth. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, it's pure love. And purely you'll be saying, Allah, Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, your name is so sweet, it's so beloved, it's so enjoyable. Now I realize that this is actually the drink of the true lovers. And they are getting that drink that is filled with the jug also. And all the time it's just being filled in their cups. What are the taverns and all the stupid places of this world which makes you unmindful of Allah? This is the real drink that I want, oh Allah. So give me the enjoyment of your name all the time. And then the next poem that normally is read also, غالبی بر جاذبائی مشتری شای در درمان دگارا واخری, that oh Allah, غالبی, you are like that budder who buds in an auction, and you, your budding is so high that even those things that are useless you buy that out also. And so Allah Ta'ala, you are so kind, buy me or bud for me that, and offer me that price, shayad dar darman dagara wakhari, whereas in any other market I won't able to be budded for. Nobody will even think of buying me. I'm so useless, I'm so insignificant, I've got no worth whatsoever. So Allah, you are that kind purchaser. So you purchase me, O Allah. And Allah has said, Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'mineena anfusahum. Allah has bought our souls already, which is faulty and dirty. In return, Allah Ta'ala wants to give us Jannah. So we just beg Allah Rabbul Izzat that, oh Allah, then how to get this connection with Allah? That is, make zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you'll be shocked that you thought that where can I become a lover of Allah? How Allah Ta'ala will bud for you, and how Allah Ta'ala will make you one of His close friends. Allah Ta'ala grant us all this out of His sheer mercy and kindness. Continue with our lessons on Salah, which is the most important aspect of our life and our deen after Iman. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has given us, this great gift to draw directly from the treasures of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and get all the bounties of this world, all the bounties of the year after, starting from the Qabr, Day of Qiyamah, and forever and ever. So we continue. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Qad afla al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyu al-Azim. Yesterday we discussed that how a person prepares and stands in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then our direction, the body's direction is towards our original, that is Kaaba Sharif, and the Ruh's direction towards our origin, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when a person realizes the greatness of Allah, what the correct belief, how we have to believe in Allah as Allah is, not according to how we will think. And then a person in this way, you realize the greatness of Allah, then you lift your hands and surrender, and you say Allahu Akbar. And then also we learned in between, Hazrat is explaining that niyat and takbir and tahreema, these things are faras. So not that only a person learns the fazail, the virtues of namaz, or just do the cause of zikr and doesn't know the masail. No, masail are extremely important. The basis of salvation in akhirat is on masail. Fazail is to give us encouragement. Very good what Fazail also. But the more after you get Fazail, like many people, as we say, we come to the Khanka, or we go out in Jamaat, we hear all the Fazail, but we don't want to go learn the Masail by the Ulama. And then we don't want to go and get our current by the Mashaykh. So Fazail is at the Masail is the most important thing, and that is our salvation is dependent on that. And then Allahu Akbar. And then we are taught now, when you came in the court of Allah by saying Allahu Akbar, so to say you knocked at the door of Allah. And then Allah opened the door for us. And now we have to now pray, make your salam to Allah Rabbul Izzat. How when you meet an important person, how you make your salam and what humbleness. Then our salam we were taught by none other directly from Allah Ta'ala through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our salam is the sana, how we learned what sana and with the brief explanation that we gave yesterday. Then a person realizes that immediately when you said sana, in ayat-e shahi us par do chand nazil hoti hai. Immediately when you just started, you're just making salam to Allah Ta'ala, so to say. And as we mentioned yesterday, that we, the whole world put together with all our brains, we would never have able to think, how should we start talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat? How should we make salam to Allah Rabbul Izzat? As Allah Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's grandeur is beyond our image, because Allah is limitless. We are limited. How we going to praise and how we going to start make greeting Allah Rabbul Izzat, we wouldn't have known. Allah Ta'ala, out of His extreme kindness and mercy, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. Allah has sent me to teach you how to get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this beautiful word, that when you knock at the door of Allah Ta'ala, so to say, with great respect and honor, that is Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, I surrender. You are the greatest being. And you gave me permission to come here. I'm not worthy in the least, but oh Allah, just insignificant, just you, no, not even a speck in your creation. Oh Allah Ta'ala, you allowed me. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to praise Allah, how to stand with humbleness, and not our idea of humbleness, that we stand with our heads bowed down or something. No, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, stand straight up, keep your gazes low, etc. And read these words, and then you realize, at the end, وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. Immediately you say, oh Allah, you have given me this opportunity to come into your court, and you make salam to Allah Ta'ala, so to say, in this way, that, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for me. Who is there for me besides you? When you say this to any person who's got a heart, he'll melt. And the creator of hearts, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala's attention will turn to that person. And if a person just realizes, any problem I got, I don't have to go to anybody. I don't have to become like a beggar. And I don't have to go and plead to anybody. I just turn to my Allah. Otherwise, when a person doesn't realize this, and we see when we don't come to the court of Allah, we don't come present our needs here, then one small problem, 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll fall Maulana, and make it like a mountain out of a mole. Only you got a problem. Mufti Sahib must attend to your problem this time of the night. And only you got a big problem. In the meantime, it's just like a storm in a teacup. It's a small thing. But when we don't turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you see a person falls very quick into depression. The person becomes very quick despondent, etc. So we should realize and understand that our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to draw our attention to Allah Ta'ala immediately. So aise waqt nuzul rahmati ilahi ke khiyal se ke huzur e badshah ka muyassar hai. At that time, now so to say, when you greeted Allah, immediately think that immediately rahmati ilahi, the special mercies of my deity, that great being, and only He knows my needs and can fulfill my needs. Not even fulfill my needs, knows my needs better than me. Allah knows my pain better than myself. No doctor also knows your pain how Allah knows your pain. And no doctor can give you the medicine what Allah Ta'ala gives. So immediately, that I am now in the present in the court of the greatest of kings. And I have been given this opportunity, worthless, useless person, Allahu Akbar. Now, when you're in the court of Allah, or you're in front of any respectable person, your heart must be attentive. You greeting somebody, even a small child, he gets offended. He's greeting Maulana, but you're looking to somebody else. That child goes home and he complains to his father that Maulana, don't even look at me when he's greeting me. What kind of Maulana is that? Or you not looking at the Maulana, he's talking to you, but you looking somewhere else. Like children, normally you're talking to them there. So now when you have got this opportunity, you're right in front of Allah, now put your heart attentive to it. And that is the necessity of both the causes. One is to know the masail, but that is just the appliance. To get the current, to get that appliances working, we need this cause by the mashayikh, this cause of getting how to focus our attention to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Immediately you turn your attention to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity that hajat apni arz kare. Now, so to say, present your needs in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah knows our needs better than anybody, but Allah wants to teach us and make us realize we are the slaves of Allah. A slave who comes in the court of his master, and Allahu Akbar, just that he presents himself with humbleness, the master gives him whatever he wants. And the master, we see there's so many incidents. Luqman alayhi salam knew his master so well. He was a slave, but he loved. Before the master could ask anything, he was there, present. The master gave him the position of a king. Allahu Akbar. So this is, we want to love like kings, and we want to say, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we want to treat Allah Ta'ala like a waiter. That you just come for one namaz, Allah give me this, give me that, give me that. And then we say, I'm making dua, I go for namaz, I don't get anything. We don't even present ourselves properly. We don't come with the right etiquette, etc. So how are we going to get from Allah Rabbul Izzat? So we have to come in the right way. When you come correctly in the right, with all the adab, etiquette, and then you know, so you knock at the door properly, Allahu Akbar, you raised your hands properly, you said your takbir at tahreema, and now you praised Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity. Present your need in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar. But all the time, like any person working in any company also, he's got a high position, but there's always people that are jealous, and always people that want to block him from progressing. So here also to go to Allah Rabbul Izzat, our greatest enemy is all the time in our way. And there also Allah Ta'ala taught us to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, that your enemy won't leave you. First of all, he won't want to bring you to the house of Allah. And when you come, you break all the barriers, you come to the house of Allah, even when you knocked at the door of Allah, and you made salam to Allah Ta'ala, then also he'll come in between. It is like now you reach such a position that, Allahu Akbar, you had a special meeting with your boss, you had now, and you wanted a raise, or you wanted a higher position, or a big loan or something, and you went with all the correct etiquette and everything. Now you saw, so to say, the boss is in a good mood. Now I can ask what I want to. But the bosses of this world, they'll never show they're in a good mood. But they, or because they don't want to give. But you see your father is in a good mood today. Now you say, Abba, give me this, give me that. Allah Ta'ala is all the time in a good mood. We just have to come with the correct etiquette, with the correct adab. Then see, now so to say, Allah Ta'ala is in a good mood now. Now ask from Allah Ta'ala. But before you're able to ask, get rid of that enemy. That you're going to say, Allah, I need this. Like that enemy of yours in job also. He'll tell the boss, this person every time is asking for leave. Every day you just gave him an increase 2 months ago and he wants another increase, etc. So exactly like that, who's our enemy that comes in between us and Allah Ta'ala, which Allah informed us, lekin pehle arse mazmoon dafa shaitan ka, ke wo bara harij aur dushman e qadeem, that before you present your need in front of Allah, and before you make your presentation, what I need, that get rid of your enemy. Move your enemy out of your way. Shaitan is a big obstacle in our life. And he's our old enemy. Allah says to informed us, Inna shaitana lakum aduun mubeen. From our forefather, Adam alayhi salatu wa salatu salam time, he even took our Adam alayhi salam out of Jannah. He's such a terrible and cunning enemy. Allah Ta'ala taught us that you won't be able to fight with him. Don't go and try and fight with Allah Ta'ala, with the enemy of or your enemy. He's got too many tricks to overpower you. Yes, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali mentions this. That like when you go and meet a very important person, you go and meet a very rich person, and he gave you appointment by his house. But now when you come there, you see the security guard also. Then there's big bull terriers and all heavy dogs there that they looks like wolves, etc. All the different types of dogs. Now you want to go to and meet him. Now if you're going to just drink and walk in the gate, those dogs will tear you to pieces. Now you'll be worried. How can? All you have to do, just draw his attention. Just call his name out, or today's time with the mobile, just tell him, I'm here at the gate. And you're there with your child, you're shaking because you're seeing the dogs, how they're barking. But when you just draw his attention from his room, he'll call the dog's name and he'll say, call the dog one side. Now when the dogs go one side, now you're walking like a brave man. You tell your child, don't be scared. Just now you were scared. Now you say, no, come, let's go there. There we got the appointment. So exactly the same. When we come in the court of Allah, so to say, Allah doesn't need any security. But Shaitan comes like a dog in the way. He wants to block us from getting close to Allah Ta'ala. That also Allah Ta'ala taught us. You don't fight Shaitan. Shaitan will get you lost. You see in our namaz, when we want to fight the thoughts like we learned, Shaitan bring thoughts, you want to tackle him, he'll take you away your whole namaz. You just ignore him. And how to ignore him? Before you start presenting your need in the court of Allah Ta'ala, hushyar hokal dil mein lawe, be attentive and be alert that this enemy now, bring it in your heart, I must move him away. And the easiest way, Allah Ta'ala taught us through our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That, oh Allah, now I seek your protection. I seek refuge from you, from this enemy of mine, Shaitan, who is the rejected. That, Panah mangta hu, main saath Allah ke shaitan, patkar se, haasir uska rande kiye gaye se. That, oh Allah, I seek refuge from this enemy of mine, Shaitan, who is totally rejected in your court. You told him, Fakhruj, just get out from my court. And not only is he rejected, he is cursed by you, oh Allah. So this accursed person who is all the time behind my back, this enemy, oh Allah, please move him away. And then you'll see Allah Ta'ala will move him out of the way. Now you walk direct in, now you right in the court of Allah. Now you start presenting your needs. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So now you read, now you start, Shuru Allah ke naam se, jo bahut meherban aur raham wala hai. Now I start in the name of Allah, who is most merciful, most benevolent, most kind, very, very kind and merciful, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah Ta'ala has given you the opportunity, one to one, directly you are talking to Allah. Allah is Rabbul Alameen, but now Allah Ta'ala's attention is directly to you. You can be the poorest person in the world. You can be the ugliest person in the world also. Allah Ta'ala gives you full attention. And total attention Allah Ta'ala has given him. And you write in the court of Allah and munajat, you talking secretly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now how to present what you want in the court of Allah, that also you must know. You go into a great person, you go into a minister or something, and you got some need, you're asking everybody, how do I put this forward? How do I present my case? What should I tell him, etc.? Allah Ta'ala himself, Allahu Akbar, that now you got need, my banda, and I called you also. Very good that you realize that you need to come, and you came. Now present your need to me. And Allah Ta'ala will listen to us, because Allah is very merciful. Allah will never say that I just have to see to that person, I'll see to you just now. Or while seeing to you, Allah Ta'ala, aliyazu billah, talking to somebody else. Allah Ta'ala will never have a secretary and say that just wait in the queue, you number say 6 or you number 7. Or if you have to phone and say, am I ready to come into the room, that you say, no, just hold on. If you want to understand in English, then press 1. If you want Afrikaans, press 2. Nothing like that. Allahu Akbar. You dumb, you can't talk also. Allah knows you there in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So immediately now present your case. Now when you, what is this Bismillah? When you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, faida ye shuru hua ardas ka, aur ardas ye hai. Now you have started presenting your case in front of Allah. You started presenting what you need in the court of Allah. And how do you present yourself? What do you need in the court of Allah? Say these words, Allahu Akbar. This also, as we will learn, firstly we'll just give the translation of it, and then the explanation will come further. That now Allah Ta'ala has taught us that when you start presenting your case, first thing say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You got Shaitan out of your way. You read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the name of Allah. Without Allah, I won't even know how to, I won't even able to move my lips. Like we see, Allahu Akbar. Even in the, you come right at the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you know who you are, that such a rotten ummati, you want to present your salam, but you are shivering. And you don't know, sometimes you get tongue-tied. You don't even, you say, I'm going to make this dua, you see your tongue is just tied. Here Allah Ta'ala has taught us. Allah knew, my banda will become tongue-tied. He won't know what to say. So Allah Ta'ala, through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala gave us directly, Allahu Akbar, direct connection with Allah. This is such connection as we will learn, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sab tarife Allah ko hai, jo sahib, sari jahan ka hai. All praises belong only to Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator, sustainer, and the owner of all the universes. And here the Alhamdulillah in Alhamd, which we learn also in Subhanakallahumma, that this al is istighraq. It covers all types of praises. One is a person, he praises himself, which he shouldn't be doing. And even if he is praising himself, then he should realize that who gave me my existence? Who gave me this ability? So you're praising yourself also, you're actually praising Allah Ta'ala. And one is somebody else praise you. That praises also are only from Allah Ta'ala. Because He doesn't know your reality. Allah has covered your reality in front of Him and He thinks you are a good person. So He is praising you because of Allah Ta'ala's kindness. So that somebody else praises you, that is also from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala Himself praises Himself, only Allah is worthy of that. That Allah has the right, Allah is the king and the, not the king, Allah is the owner and the creator of everything. So Allah is definitely only worthy of praises. And only Allah has the right to praise His servant. How Allah saves us, praises the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the pious servants in the Qur'an al-Kareem over and over. One thing we have to understand here, that many a times a person have a misunderstanding that nobody is allowed to praise me, or you can't praise anybody. Here there are two things. One is, it comes in a hadith also, that if a person praises you, then take sand and throw it into his mouth. He shouldn't be praising you, because this will cause harm to you, you will become proud, etc. On the other hand, there's another hadith that comes, is a mudih al-mu'min, rabal iman fi kulubi. When a believer is praised, his iman increases in his heart. So what does it mean? The difference between the two, the person that you know, that you, when somebody praises you, you must throw sand in his mouth, in other words, stop him. That is regarding a mu'min who's still not a perfect believer. He's still, our iman is still weak. We still haven't did the cause that who we are. We still, when somebody praises you, you'll really, your head will blow up. And you really think, hey, Maulana, you gave such a big bayan, such a beautiful bayan. Now you really get blown up. And you now instead of getting benefit, you went into pride now. And you're waiting every time, you're just waiting for praises. So for such people, Allahu Akbar. For such people, you're not supposed to praise such people. And that person also should realize himself and say, don't praise me. On the other hand, a person who is a mu'min, a kamil, a perfect believer, that is the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when you praise them, immediately they realize, and like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, the greatest ummati, anybody used to praise him, Allahumma la tu'akhizni bima yaqulun. Oh Allah, don't take me to task what they are saying about me. Allahu Akbar. He is worthy of such great praises. So the pious people, when you praise them, immediately they say, oh Allah, they don't know me. Oh Allah, don't take me to task what they are saying about me. And even if they are saying the right things, now I may be, what they think in that position, the next minute, if I just think I am there, you can drop me immediately. So what is my next minute, I don't know. So that person, his iman is growing. And on the other hand, he's making shukr to Allah. Then the next thing Hazrat Abu Bakr now says, وَقْفِرْ لِي بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That Allah, forgive me what they don't even know about me. Allahu Akbar. And then further he says that waj'alni khayran mimma yazunnun, and make me better from what they are thinking about me. Allahu Akbar. So that iman is growing in the heart of that person. And that is why we see in front of our mashayikh sometimes we hear poems are read in their honor. Their iman is growing. That, oh Allah, it is only your kindness. In their heart they making tawbah, istighfar, begging Allah for forgiveness. So to praise them, we shouldn't fall into a trap. That why these pious people, they allow people to praise them. That is that they are seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you gave me this honor when I don't deserve it in the least. But, and then also they don't take the praises from themselves. Immediately they'll say it's only Allah's fazl karam, only Allah's kindness. And then also they'll say, Allah sattariyat ka mamla farmai, Allah cover my fault. Allah not just cover, Allah forgive my fault. And then also they will say clearly, it's not me, my sheikh made me like this. My sheikh taught me this. I don't know any words. What do I know? I'm totally useless. My ustad taught me this. My father taught me how to do this. So that is the difference. That type of praise won't harm a person. It will bring humbleness in a person. And we didn't do and recognize Allah, then any praise will just blow our head off, even if we worth nothing. And generally, remember, people praise you in front of you. When you just turn your back or he turns your back, he's telling something else about you. So don't be, that is why Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and that also after he came in the company of Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, Hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. Here in this world you can love what big titles and praises like this and like that. When you go in the qabr, then you'll know who we are. So then further a person now, you say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah bahut meherban, nihayat raham wala. Allah who is most merciful, most kind. Inshallah the explanation will come later. Maliki yawmiddin. Malik insaf ke din. Allah is not the judge of the day of Qiyamah. Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah will make the judgment. But Allah's judgment is not such like in this world. A judge is a judge in the constitutional court also. But after that also, after he makes his judgment, people can still go and make representation to the Prime Minister that please change his verdict, give me amnesty or whatever. By Allah, there is no such a thing. And Allah's justice is complete. Allah, as we read in Sana Subhana, Allah is totally perfect. Allah is totally just. Allah's decisions are full of wisdom. They can't be the slightest mistake in the decisions of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. And then, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Tujhi ko hum bandagi karte hai, aur tujhi se madad chahte hai. Oh Allah, we are only your slaves. And because we are your slaves, O Allah, we only seek help from you. We only worship to you. We won't turn to anybody besides you, O Allah. And that is, we are saying this to Allah Ta'ala, but we must think, do I act like the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Do I realize only Allah can help me, etc.? As we will learn in front, the loving meaning of all this, the Suratul Fatiha. Then, so Allah Ta'ala has taught us, realize who you are. If you realize you the slave of Allah, and you need Allah's help, then you will get Allah's help. Then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your needs. And what is our greatest need? Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Chala humko raah seedhe par. That let us walk onto the straight path, O Allah. We don't even know which is the straight path. O Allah, you let us walk onto the straight path. And we, as we learn, if we should have the opportunity of making our own presentation and presenting our court, our case with our own words, what we'll be asking for? We'll be asking for another business, another car, I want to get married, all those things. We won't know that I have to be on the straight path. And in every matter, to be on the straight path, whether it's your deen, whether it's your dunya, whatever the case may be, O Allah, you put me on the straight path, and you put me on that right path. And which is that right path? The straight path, the shortest distance, the straight road towards the shortest distance to any place is the straight road. The moment you think, oh, that's a shortcut, let me go little off, you see there's a robot there, there's some pothole there. So the straight path is, that is the straight road. And that is the shortest road. Outwardly it might look like the longer, like the highway, but that is the straight road that will take you there. Don't go on to any other road. Which other road? Allah Ta'ala taught us that don't look at the outward picture of this world and you think, hey, that person, he's got the right road. He is, and we see, unfortunately, we see what our eyes of the head, what the kuffar, they got all big, big businesses and entertainments and pleasures and what kind of houses. We think, hey, they enjoying life. Whereas Allah Ta'ala warned us already, that's not the straight path. They are totally off the path, so be very careful. Immediately ask and make it clear that don't let your mind fool you, which path you looking, which is the straight path, what you, not what you understand. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, rahu unki jin par tune fazal farmaya. The road of those people you favored, O Allah. Which Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. The people we favored, the greatest of all, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. When you looked at them, they didn't love in luxury. They loved like simple people. But they were the people that were on the straight path. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply, just sleeping on the mat. And yet, even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion, so to say, cried and said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Roman and Persian kings are sleeping on luxury beds. And you're here, the mask. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got red in the face and said, oh Umar, you still haven't understood. You still haven't understood. That is not, they off the path. And we on the path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And our entertainment is by Allah directly. So here we just have to remain cautious. And then the path of after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the shuhada, the righteous people who gave their lives to Allah. And the an'am Allah minan nabiyyin wa siddiqeen, the true righteous servants of Allah. Which till today Allah Ta'ala will keep forever till the day of Qiyamah. When Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the righteous servant. So when you're asking Allah Ta'ala for the straight path, now look, in your heart it will come. This is a righteous servant of Allah. So follow that person. You'll just have to just hold his hand. And so easy, it is said, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal raha hai, tum hamari saath chalo. The friends of Allah Ta'ala, they tell us indirectly, on your own you won't able to tread the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. You're asking the straight path to reach Allah, but if you're going to tread on your own, you'll get lost. You just hold our hands, we're walking on that path. We've been guided by our mashayikh until it reached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. And then Allah further declares clearly, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَقْضَالِينَ. Because there, this is where generally we get lost and we get overtaken, and till today we can see every person, as we explained yesterday or day before, that even the Sufi sahab, even Tablighi sahab, even Mauli sahab, Mufti sahab will say that no, we have to be on the straight path, but you have to have secular education. You have to have university education. Otherwise, how are you going to combat these people? Which is off the path. And we see their education has taken us total into kufr. And our children, we just looking after our body. That mind of your child is not even there. Allahu Akbar. Recently, so many cases. One person went for a hijab jalsa. And before that, he's telling his son, go and do your door. Go over your sabak. He says, what door? He says, your sabak, 15 para hafiz. He says, I'm not a Muslim anymore. Just like that. So we think that no, and when we think that they are progressing, that is the height of stupidity. And we are paying today, not just sending our children, we are paying, like they said, usually say, diplomacy. And what is Shaitan's diplomacy? Tell somebody to go to hell in such a way he looks forward to it. And is happy and not look forward today, we paying to go to hell. What, you just hear the fees of the Montessori children, you get shocked. A father is paying 50,000 a year for his child to learn what? In Montessori, in that, while the child is at his infant mind, which is a clear mind, imprint the name of Allah in that heart. Imprint the name of Allah in that heart. That children are taught in the school, take out your clothes and the boy must know how a girl looks. And a girl must, Allahu Akbar. And forget that kind of schools. Today in a Muslim school, report came that what essay they got? A boy must write a day in your life that you are a girl. And a girl must write a day in your life that you are a boy. Allahu Akbar. And we say that no, our children are going to school. So, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Allah is teaching us already. Now, unki jis par ghusla hua, not that part whose anger, Allah's anger is upon them. That is the Jews, they are living in the anger of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Or na behekne walo ki, and not those people who have gone astray. Totally, they don't know what they believe in. The Trinity, three in one and one in three. That Jesus is God and then is the Son of God, then is the Holy Spirit, and then is crucified and then is still coming back. They don't know head or tail what is happening. And we sadly, we send our children in such schools. Allahu Akbar. Today where the first thing in the morning is a Christian prayer. And we sending our children and we paying a price, and we see if a school was not an industry, there shouldn't be big billboard advertisements on the streets everywhere. Every second house today in Pakistan is a school, and people feel proud. No, we hum angrez daan hai. We talk English. We are up to date. Our Dada Sheikh says it so properly, so beautifully, that don't think you're up to date. Worry of your expiry date. Then you'll know whether you are up to date or not. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand. So further, the explanation what we have presented in the court of Allah, ye arzdash, Allah sahib ne apne bandho ki zuban se farmaya, ke jis waqt ji chahiye is tarah kaha kare. Allahu Akbar. This presentation, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is our creator, our maker, our sustainer, Allah knows our ins and outs, Allah knows our mind. We are so weak minded, we won't know how to ask. Allah Ta'ala directly, Allah has taught us, whenever you desire to come in my court, first time you must come, and after that the doors are still open for you. Any time you come, you want to ask more from me, and whenever you want to ask, just ask us. Allahu Akbar. If you ask Sirat-e Mustaqim, you have asked everything. That, oh Allah, just connect me straight to you. Agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri. Asma meri, zami meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mera. If you are mine, oh Allah, Allahu Akbar. Look at our kabirin. None of them saw the door of a school. None of them saw the door of a university. But they are more intelligent than all the scientists in the world also. They are more intelligent than the so-called intelligentsia, the stupid, idiotic fools of this world that they don't even know. They are living in compound ignorance. And today we have seen how stupid they have made us. Just they told you to wear a mask. Today they said it was totally useless. They told you to sanitize. Our children are getting the diseases, skin diseases. So you must go back to the dermatologist and give you another poison. Allahu Akbar. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, you ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given you bodily shifa, spiritual shifa, Surah Fatiha alone is shifa. It's called Surah to Shifa. But the first thing, when we're not on the straight path, one pain in your chest or in your brain, which doctor, which neurologist I must go? We don't think, let me read Surah Fatiha 7 times, blow in the water, or just read and blow on your hands and rub it on your face, rub it on your head. Nabi Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa now says, when my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be ill, and he chose Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a human being, and to teach us how human beings should love, he says he used to read Surah Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak, Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, blow on his hands and rub on him. In the end of his life, when he was so sick, he couldn't even move himself so properly. Then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I used to read, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falak, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, but I used to blow on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because whose hands could be better than the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And I used to let him rub it on his body. So thus, we have got everything in Qur'an-i Kareem. Where we turn into the filth and dirt, and we say our daughters do it, and how we fool ourselves, that our woman folk will need female doctors, and they need that. Allah will make intizam that you won't need these things. So Allah Ta'ala has taught us this beautiful presentation in the court of Allah. Baad uske, after you have presented yourself, now you have presented your case, everybody wants that I gave my offer, now I hope they must just accept it. Allah Ta'ala says, just say these words. Although these words is not the words of Qur'an-i Kareem, but if you are saying, baad uske ke ameen kehna, yani arz hamari qabool kar. That just say ameen. That, oh Allah, accept my presentation. In other words, if somebody wants to give you a job, he wants to give you a position, he tells you, fill in this application form. You just fill it in, and he just puts the stamp. He told you already what to do. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. So now you just say, Allah, here's my form, accept it from me. Allahu Akbar. And no matter how you are, Allah Ta'ala accepts that form immediately. And then further we explain that to say Ameen is Sunnah. And from here again we learn how important is the Masail. How important is the maktabs, etc. Today, small excuses, extra, the mural activities. Children have to go for belly dancing. Leave out the maktab. No, never mind. My child can't come today. See, that is more important. Allahu Akbar. When just to read the Bismillah of the Ba of Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Allah removes the punishment of the parents. Yes, Allahu Akbar. And in school, punishment is coming upon them. And we don't realize. If we don't realize it now, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll catch us by our throat. And then it will be too late to beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So we say Ameen. And to say Ameen is Sunnah. Or yeah, loves Quran, Nahi bil Ittifaq. And see, when you don't know the Masail, you think this word is part of the Quran Sharif. But according to all the unanimous ulama say that this is not the word of Quran Kareem. But to get your du'as accepted in the court of Allah, we were taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that say this, that say Ameen. Hanafis say it softly. And the Shawafi, etc., they say it little loud. But as our Shaykh says so beautifully, it's not Ameen bil Azan. It's Ameen bil Jahan. Don't say so loud Ameen like you're giving Azan. Some people just say Ameen, that little voice, that audibly somebody next to you, two, three people will hear you. But today we got it all upside down. We don't want to go learn our deen and we get caught up in all this mess. And we just go, like you go to Haram Sharif, you hear people say loud Ameen, you also start saying Ameen. You don't know whether you are Hanafi, what you are. Mm-hmm. So that is why it's so important that we learn and connect ourselves to the ulama-ikram. And then to bring life in ourselves, we have to get connected to the mashayikh. And then we'll understand reality. So ye loves Quran. Aur namaz uske saath ek surah mila de. And in namaz, to read qiraat is farz. But to read Surah Fatiha and a Surah is wajib. Mutlaq qiraat, that is to read Quran Sharif, that is farz. And but to read Surah Fatiha and a Surah, that is wajib. So if you read any other part, any other verses of Quran Sharif, but you never read Surah Fatiha, you must out a wajib. Now you must know how to compensate sajda, sahwa, etc. So now because to read extra air the Surah, پڑھنا سورہ فاتحہ کا اور ملانا ایک اور سورہ کا واجب ہے. ریڈ سورہ فاتحہ انٹو ایڈ اے سورت آفٹر ایٹ از واجب. اور پڑھنا اعوذ باللہ اور بسم اللہ کا سنت ہے. And to read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, to read Bismillah, this is Sunnah. And what we learn, that this is concentration. Just to know I'm reading A'udhu, and this is Sunnah. So I'm reading Bismillah, and just to concentrate on the word. And even better if you know the meaning. So now to add a surat, further, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us the simple surat, just briefly that how we should present it, how we should read in the court of Allah Ta'ala. اور اس مقام پر سورہ اخلاص یعنی کل واللہ وحد لکھی جاتی ہے دو وجہ سے. And he says that this point we are presenting this surah, that after سورہ فاتحہ read سورہ اخلاص, that is the surah کل واللہ وحد, which will bring اخلاص also in your heart. It is سورہ توحید also. It will bring Allah. It's a concise short surah, but fully completed the remedy of توحید, to take out shirk and all other. This will bring you straight to Sirat Mustaqim. So he says, for two reasons we put this surah here for us just to take a lesson. Ek ye ke awamun nas namaz mein behtar usi ko padte. Generally, the general public like myself, we only mostly in every rakat, in every namaz of our school, Allah is Satan de. And Suratul Asr or Inna Atayna. So at least these few surahs, we should know the meaning of it. So he says that's one reason. The other major reason, دوسرے یہ کہ توحید اور سمدیت اللہ کی اور بے چونی اور بڑائی اس کی اس صورت میں باختصار خوب ہے. And the other thing is توحید, the greatness, the oneness of Allah. Nobody like Allah. And Allah's samadiyat, that Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need you to praise Him. Allah doesn't need you to come ask. You need Allah Ta'ala. So Allah that is totally the free of any type of need. Al-muhtaju ilayhi kullu ahad. Wa la yahtaju ila ayyi ahad. Samad is that great being that every person is directly in need of Allah in every way, as we will learn, inshallah, the meaning of Surah Fatiha in more detail, how our Dada Shaykh taught us. And we learn from our Hazrat, and everybody, the whole world, the whole United Nations, everybody put together, every split second we in need of Allah. So in so briefly, Allah has put the whole encyclopedias of all the worlds put together just to understand who Allah Ta'ala is. Allah is so great, it's impossible, so to say, to understand Allah. But see, in what a concise form Allah has given us His ma'rifat. And this is why Allah created us. So when we saying, so in this way He says, in short, say now, is waste ke hukam uska is tarah nazil hua. So in this way Allah has commanded us that say in the court of Allah in this way, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Tu keh, you say that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is commanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to teach us that you say, Ay Allah, ke Allah ek hai, Allah is one. And not one how we think that Allah is just, He's the sole partner. Allah is totally unique in His being, in His qualities, everything Allah is one. Allahu Samad, Allah Pak hai. Allah is totally pure. Allah is not in need of anybody. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of the Malaika, not the Anbiya, nobody. Allah is totally independent. Yani khana, peena, kuch nahi. Allah is totally free from any type of need, whether it is food, whether it is drink, whether it is sleep or anything. Samad usko kehte hai jo khud kisi ka muhtaj na ho aur usi ke sab muhtaj ho. This is what Samad means. That he is not dependent on anybody and everybody is dependent on him. And so much so, lam yalid wa lam yulad. Na kisi ko jana aur na kisi se jana gaya. Allah is free from all human qualities. Allah did not give birth to anybody, neither was Allah given birth to. So if that is the case, who is Allah? وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ اور نہیں اس کے برابر کوئی. Nobody is like Allah. We can't imagine. So that is why don't imagine the Zat of Allah. Look at the Qudrat of Allah and you'll realize there is nobody like Allah. And اس ارداس کے بعد کے مضمون کو اس طرح سے سمجھے. Now understand this presentation in this way. That جیسے کہ کوئی مفلس سے مفلس تونگر سے تونگر بادشاہ کے سامنے دس بستہ کھرا ہو کر اپنے عاجزی اور مفلسی اور اس کی تونگری اور برائی بیان کرتا ہے اور برا امیدوار ہو کر کچھ مانگتا ہے. That the person that is the most, the poorest of poorest men has got the opportunity to stand in the court of the richest and richest man. Who is the most generous person and you are there, or you are given the opportunity to spread and stretch out your hands in front of him. What great humbleness and respect and showing your helplessness and showing that your poverty, oh Allah, I need you. And you know that Allah Ta'ala, You realize the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat and you got great hope that Allah Ta'ala is most generous. Allah will never reject me. Allah will never throw me out of His court. Allahu Akbar. And in this way, as then Sufi Sahib teaches us that namaz shuru karne se pehle wali shart khud iska sabak mein bayan ho chuke. Salik un par achi tarah mashq karne ke baad is sabak par amal is tarah kare ke awal namaz padhne mein niyat ko khalis Allah Jalla Jalalu ke liye karte hue Allahu Akbar par tasawwur karte hue keh ke ab maine dono jahan se haath utha liye aur Allah Jalla Jalalu ke samne hazir ho gaya aur kara hone ke baad bahut adab aur aajizi ikhtiyar kare lekin hukm ki taameel mein seedha kara ho aur nazar sajda ke maqam par jamaye. Now a person should realize that first of all we're supposed to be stopping at every sabak and make the mashq practice. But the time we see, and so a person should try and remember those sabaks, try and practice the nafal namaz and then think all the etiquette etc. what I was being taught, and then only for the pleasure of Allah present yourself and realize I have surrendered in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I am totally in need and Allah Ta'ala, I am dependent on Allah, and stand with humbleness as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Not bow your head down but keep your gazes at the place of sajda. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت